Why, yes, darling. That is indeed a chicken and not a far-fetched that pan right there. Pokemon joke. Hmm? Well, yes, I do understand that I'm a bunny. Yeah? Mm-hmm. Yes, I know. We don't eat chicken. There's other vegetables here, too. What's the problem? Well, you've been such a good boy, and well, it's your birthday, so I decided to make a nice whole roasted chicken in honor of you. Hmm? Well, I didn't think that that was going to be a problem. No? Oh, yeah, I was going to make lemon pepper chicken. Well, yes, that twine is going to go on the chicken. Do you not know how to make a whole chicken? Well, it's really easy. See, first you have to wash the chicken, which is what I'm doing now. Make sure you get all in the crevices, get it nice and clean. Hmm? Exactly. Just rub your hands all up and down the nice, firm meat. Cleaning out every last piece of it. And then, well, you see there's a little slit right here. And that's where this nice buttery mixture is going to come into play. See, I chopped up some rosemary really fine. So they're in there in that smooth mixture. I zested some of those lemons over there. Just really peeled back that skin, grated it, and put it right in here, this mixture. Then I just took a little bit of that melted butter and swirled it around. But before we get to this, we need to salt and pepper this chicken like crazy. If it doesn't look like it just rolled around in dirt when you're done, you didn't do it right. Yes, we did just clean this chicken only to get it nice and dirty again. In fact, I like to clean things often only to turn around and get it super dirty. Don't you, sweet boy? You are such a good boy. Look at you. Oh, I would pat you with my hands, but no, screw it. There you go. Just there. You're such a sweetheart. Yes. Your mommy's a good boy, aren't you? The best. Don't worry. We can get you cleaned up afterwards, too. So back to this chicken, shall we? So now that it's nice and salt and peppered on every side and checked every crevice, make sure you spread those chicken legs wide and look deep inside and go ahead and put some salt and pepper in there. Oh, no. I promise you, this helps with the flavor. Just put a generous amount in deep inside of that chicken. Well, no, we're going to stuff it with some more, but before we get to that, look at this skin here. And look at this nice, tight little slit. We don't want to widen it too much because then the juices could come leaking out and we don't want that. Instead, we're going to take this nice, smooth, cool, buttery mixture and tuck it in between the skin and the nice, delicious meat. And it's going to help make that meat be so juicy. It's just going to be dripping by the time we're done. Yeah, pack it in there. More the better, honestly. It's going to be so flavorful. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now flip it over, do the same, and that extra butter we're going to pat around the outside of the skin. And what that's going to do is make the skin pull nice and tight close to the finishing of the chicken. Yeah, exactly. Now we have some onion and we have, well, I prefer leek because I like to look at my chickens as far-fetched, but we have some leeks that I chopped up real nice and fine. We have some garlic. Remember, there's garlic in that butter mixture too. Sorry, I forgot to tell you about that. I already put it in though. We have some nice garlic cloves and the lemon that we zested, I cut it into fours. And I also like to put a nice sprig of rosemary right inside that cavity. Just put that in there. Yeah. Make sure you get it nice and deep in there. Then hold it in place. We're going to put in these lemon. See, look how nice and beautiful this flesh feels between my fingers. Yeah, I love to take my fingers and stick it deep in the flesh of that lemon. Stuff it in there. There we go. Pour some of that excess butter mixture some of these onions. There we go. Oh, look. It's really stuffed, isn't it? Well, that's what this nice kitchen twine is good for. It holds the legs together so that everything can bake deep down in between those legs. Holds it in there until it's done so that, well, you're going to have a nice good surprise at the end of the cooking time. Mm-hmm. It's going to be nice and succulent. Oh, those extra lemons. I like to tuck them around the bird. Helps hold it together. We have those nice mashed potatoes. And we're going to put some aluminum foil around. Crinkle it up. Nice ball. Feel how cool to the touch it is. We're going to put that around the chicken as well. Make a beautiful little bird. And this final lemon, we're going to just squeeze the juice out on top of it. Yeah, I really like grabbing a hold of this nice ball of lemon and just giving it a nice firm squeeze. Not too hard. Cupping it real nice. Look at that. It's so, so moist and tender. Look at that chicken. Now go ahead. Put it in the oven for mommy. Oh, pardon? Put it in the oven for mommy. Oh, sweet pea, I don't want to have to say it again, but I will. It's your birthday. I'll give you a little extra leeway. But take that pan, open that oven, shove that pan deep inside that oven for mommy, close that door, and you come right over here and get on your knees. Oh, look at you, dear. It's wonderful. It's a wonderful view. That's right. Come right here. Mwah. You're such a good boy. But it is your birthday. So, well, how old are you now? Well, we're not going to have the time to get all the proper amount of spanks in. But if you turn around, we can give you a nice, good swat. Oh, your derriere is absolutely delicious, darling. How cute. No. The bird is going to stay in there for a little bit of time. And then when it comes out, we're going to dress the table. I'm going to have my salad, and I'm going to get to watch you sink your teeth in to that nice, tender, juicy flesh of that delicious bird. And I'm going to watch you as your mouth fills with all of the flavor, as your mouth salivates and your lips absolutely just slightly pucker in because you don't want any to escape your face. Oh, sweet pea, as I told you before, Mommy knows how to handle her meat. Just because I'm a rabbit doesn't mean I don't know how to. In fact, wouldn't be a very good rabbit if I didn't know how to handle meat as well as I do. Quite efficiently, if you ask me. Such a good boy. Come here. Let me rub that head again. Yes, you're such a good boy for Mommy, aren't you? You're going to go get that chicken out of that oven, aren't you? Perfect. It's going to need to cool down. But I can't wait to see you enjoy it when you bite into it. Remember, don't bite too hard at first. Be gentle. Such a good, sweet boy. All right. Let's go get that dining room table set. Dessert? Well, it is your birthday, and I guess dessert is me being a little selfish because it is definitely going to serve me, but I promise you're going to like the taste of it. Oh, yes. See, it's going to be another one of your favorite animals. Kitty. Hey, guys! Yeah, so I want to say thank you for yesterday's video, which is doing crazy numbers. I didn't expect that. Thanks again to Wolf Z for being amazing. If you guys haven't checked out his channel, make sure you go over to the No Chad, I Have a Boyfriend video from yesterday and go in the description and you can go ahead and subscribe to him. He makes amazing, if you like male voiced audio content, it is great. I listen to his channel and love it. Yeah, tomorrow on Discord around noon EST, we are going to be having an improv night or improv day where me, Dream, and anyone else who wants to join in can come in. We're going to have scenarios thanks to the sweetest, the Cambian. And then we're going to act them out. And I've seen or rather heard some of them and they're kind of crazy. So kind of excited about that. I don't want to spoil too much, but there's a couple of them where I was like, I have an idea of how I'd do that, but it's going to be crazy when you have to feed off of someone else. Yeah. So if you don't have a lot of improv skills, we plan to do this fairly frequently, which I think would be fun. Feel free to drop on by. We will be recording it and probably posting it either on, maybe we'll post it on Dream's channel. I don't know. Make sure you guys show Dream some love. Dream Audio VA, one of my best friends in the world, totally deserves more subscribers. Her content is actually way better than mine. Okay, I will stop rambling now. I absolutely love you guys. Thank you, everybody who's been in the Discord. I know I've been kind of MIA the last 2 days. Work has been absolutely freaking insane in the most tiring of ways. But hey, that's like what life is about. Anyways, I will talk to you guys soon. Byes and toodles. Smell you later.